Welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burriott, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of The Boys in the Boat. Brand new film just out in theaters. Checked it out and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on a true story as well as a book by the same name, and it tells the story of the 1936 U.S. Olympic team of rowing, which also is the University of Washington junior varsity rowing team, and how they came out of nowhere to win at the Summer Olympics in Berlin, and the obstacles that they overcame to get through to that. Specifically, we see that through the eyes of a young man named Joe, who at 14, was basically left by his dad because of the circumstances of the Great Depression, and basically had to make out on his own. And he, you know, joins up with this crew, literally, and is a part of this, you know, miraculous team that overcomes the odds to win. And that's the premise of the film. I was really excited to see this film for several reasons. I'm a huge sports fan, so I always love a good sports film. I am someone who loves a good biopic, and that's kind of what this is. And I also am a University of Washington fan. If you've listened to this podcast, you know for a time I lived in Seattle, and I worked on the campus of University of Washington. So I have a huge affinity for the school, and so I was super excited to see this story on the big screen, and because I'd heard about it before when I was living up there. I haven't read the book, but having seen this film, I want to go back and read the book. Like I said, super excited about this film, super interested in it. I was not disappointed. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good sports film. I thought it was a good portrayal of what it was like in the 1930s in America, dealing with the Great Depression. You have this, you know, ragtag group of youngsters, you know, the junior varsity team, not even the varsity team, that, you know, shocks everybody, including the coach. And, you know, goes on to become this huge success and this kind of a Cinderella story. And I don't know if this story is necessarily one that's as well known as some other ones, but it's a very good one, and really enjoyed it. And I thought it was a very solid portrayal on the big screen. I really liked the performances. Joel Edgerton plays Al, the coach. It gives a very much Joel Edgerton type of performance. Very, very solid. Very, very well done. Callum Turner plays Joe. He essentially is the lead, and I thought he did a good job. You know, it's hard when you're kind of the focus of the film like this, and I thought he did a good job carrying it. I liked a lot of the secondary characters. I like Joyce. Joyce is the love interest of Joe. Really enjoyed their chemistry. They were very fun together. But top to bottom, it felt very much like a sports film. You had your typical characters up and down the 8-man crew. You had your coaches. You know, Coach Al, he's very much like a hard nosed. Then you had the assistant, who's kind of the good cop. You had the guy who was helping to make the boats. He was kind of the sage advice kind of guy. Even the guys on the crew, you had the soft-spoken guy. You had the loud mouth. You have all these different ones that are typically in these kind of films. But they just come together and you know, make for a good, solid film. And I feel like that they did a good job with casting that. The music is phenomenal. It feels very much like an old-school type film with the score. I thought it was very well done and really fit the film. Really enjoyed the cinematography, the way they shot it. Makes you feel like you're on the boat, and every, you know, meter that's going out there, you feel like you're a part of it, and each row that takes place, you feel it, you're into it. The screening that I was at, especially at the key races, you had people cheering, which is just kind of cool, because you have those kind of moments like that. It's just kind of spontaneous kind of a thing, but really got you into it. I thought Clooney did a good job directing it. I feel like it was a very solid film. Is it a perfect film? No. I feel like that there were some transitions, especially at the beginning of the film, when it's kind of like going from present day before it goes to 1936. I thought it was a weird transition. The transition at the end of it, I thought was better, but the initial transition I kind of thought was weird, because it was no warning whatsoever. It's like, boom, you're in 1936. But other than that, very solid film, very enjoyable. It's hard, because I've seen so many great films in the last couple of weeks that, you know, it's hard to judge it, this film, based on those, but it's just a really good film, solid film on its own. Is this a film, I would recommend? Yeah, I would recommend it. I think, especially if you're a sports fan, if you love sports films, I think this one is a no-brainer that to go see. If you like history, I think that's another indicator that I think you would enjoy this film. I don't know if you're not a sports fan and you're not someone who is so quick to go to sports films, you probably, it'd be okay to wait it out and see it on streaming. I think you would enjoy it on the big screen, but if it's something where, you have a lot of other choices to go see, and you don't have the time, and it goes out of theaters at that point, definitely see it on streaming for sure. But if you get an opportunity, go see it on the big screen. I think the cinematography and the way it was shot, I think it really does lend itself to seeing it on a big screen. And it's just a good communal type film where you really have that celebratoriness of the win. And like I said, it's a typical sports film. It doesn't deviate from that script, so to speak, but just a good film, good enjoyable film, good film to watch with friends, watch with family, and just like I said, especially if you're a sports fan, definitely got to watch this film. So that's my thoughts on The Boys in the Boat. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, all the other ones that I can't think of. But if you have it as your podcast catcher, search in Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Really does help get the word out, and really appreciate every time that you listen in and that you share it. It really does mean a lot to me. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.